This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, November 5th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, legal issues in the news commentator Amy Guida talks about a phenomenon that's made it in the news in the past week or so, animal hoarding. We'll also get a forecast for the week ahead from AM 580 meteorologist Ed Keyser. First, look at today's news. A state government bailout of $27 million is allowing the financially strapped Chicago area transit systems to put off cutting routes and increasing fares for now. But as Amanda Vinicky reports, some lawmakers say those measures are still necessary.
Now that the Chicago Transit Authority and Pace Suburban Bus System have the money to operate through the end of the year, the governor and legislators are faced with finding a permanent solution for the funding woes. While the governor says he's optimistic that can be achieved by mid-November, disagreements are already brewing. For instance, Senator Iris Martinez says if the state gives mass transit loads of cash, she does not want commuters to have to pay more to ride a bus or train. The Chicago Democrat questioned head of the Regional Transportation Authority, Jim Riley, about it during a legislative committee.
So we're looking to, you know, fixing this problem and then still hitting the riders.
Senate Republican leader Frank Watson of Greenville takes the opposite view. He's demanding fare hikes be part of the solution. He also says service cuts are warranted. The RTA's Riley says it's for the legislature, not the transit systems, to decide. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Representative John Shimkus says he's filed his paperwork and plans to seek re-election to the 19th Congressional District. Shimkus made the announcement in videos released yesterday on his website. He's seeking his seventh term in Congress. He was elected three times in the old 20th District and has represented the 19th District since 2003. Shimkus is currently unopposed in the Republican primary, though he faces challengers from Democratic and Green Party candidates in the general election. It's the last chance for anybody who wants to be on the February primary ballot in Illinois to make their intentions known. Clerk's offices are accepting ballot petitions through the close of business today. The primary is 6 weeks earlier than before, thanks to state lawmakers who moved the primary up on the calendar to exert more Illinois influence on the presidential race. A Fort Wayne newspaper reports that Indiana lawmakers have spent nearly $21 million this year from excess gambling revenue that formerly was used to pay for local community projects. But officials deny that the Build Indiana Fund is back in business. That fund once doled out millions of dollars to community projects in the state. However, it fell into disuse after a 2001 newspaper investigation found that some of the money went to projects that violated the law. The bulk of the money from wagering taxes and other state gambling revenues is already spoken for. Some $236 million in the most recent fiscal year went to cover an excise tax cut for all Hoosiers. Public safety and teacher pensions got $30 million apiece. Every animal shown at Illinois fairs next year must have a record showing where they were born. Don Johnson has that story.
A premises identification number is now required by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. 4-H staffer Connie Upton says knowing where an animal came from can help if a disease crops up at a fair.
They can track it back to where it's all been, so they can check other livestock that were on the same premises to make sure that they didn't catch the illness.
The premises identification is the farm's geographic location. Upton says it's the first step in a national animal identification system. The next step will likely be an individual ID for each animal. Upton says beef cattle and sheep in Illinois 4-H clubs are already often implanted with a radio frequency ID tag that allows tracking of individual animals and is beginning to be a requirement for some meat exports. I'm Don Johnson.
Beer brewers in Illinois and Indiana say the cost of a pint is on the way up, and as Adrian Hill reports, rising hop prices are to blame.
Beer has four main ingredients. There's water, malted barley, yeast, and hops. Hops add bitterness. They also provide aroma and help preserve beer. And hops are in short supply. Crops abroad have been hurt by bad weather. In the U.S., fewer acres of hops are being planted. Barnaby Struve is a brewer at Three Floyds in Hammond, Indiana. He says the hop shortage means higher prices for brewers and for beer drinkers.
It's going to go up. We're not exactly sure. We're still seeing some of the prices come in. But it will increase across the board. From year to year, we can absorb some costs, but this is far too great a one.
The head of the Brewers Association, which represents small brewers around the country, says microbrewers are more likely to feel the impact of the shortage than big brewers. He says that's because they're more likely to brew styles of beer, like India Pale Ales, that use more hops. I'm Adrienne Hill.
For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. It made headlines when police found more than 30 cats and dogs in a home outside Chicago a few days ago, and earlier in October when authorities say they removed 300 pets from a home in Lee County, Illinois. Both could be examples of animal hoarding, as Amy Guida explains in this week's edition of Legal Issues in the News, but that term has a specific legal meaning.
My mom used to have three Great Danes. We'd feel like we were being welcomed by three delighted, smallish horses whenever we visited her. Such a welcome is something that I'm used to on a smaller scale. At my own house, I'm greeted by a twisting boxer and an exuberant bulldog. Based on that personal experience and several near mishaps as the dogs squirm in greeting, I can't imagine what it would be like to come home to 105 dogs and 160 cats, or even two dogs and 30 cats. Those are two examples of possible animal hoarding that made news over the past few weeks in Illinois. I say possible because there are precise definitions for animal hoarding, and not every person with a lot of animals is an animal hoarder. The American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals defines the term this way. A hoarder is one who has more than the typical number of pets, can't provide for them, and is in denial about the situation. But there are legal definitions for animal hoarder as well. In Illinois, the definition is similar to the one offered by the ASPCA. A hoarder is one who possesses a large number of animals, can't provide for them, keeps them in a severely overcrowded environment, and fails to recognize the sad conditions. It's defined legally because courts must order animal hoarders who've been convicted of animal mistreatment to undergo psychological testing and appropriate counseling. Here's the way it's supposed to work under the Illinois Humane Care for Animals Act. Every animal owner, by law, must provide sufficient high-quality food and water, adequate shelter, veterinary care when needed, and humane treatment in general for the animals. If the owner violates that law, he can be charged with a misdemeanor. Additional violations raise the charge to a felony. There's also a provision against cruel treatment, of course, like beating, tormenting, or overworking an animal. Those rules are the same for a two-dog owner like me and for a multiple-dog owner like the ones you might see living in squalor on the Animal Cops television show. The one difference is the mental health treatment that's mandated for the ones who are found to be hoarders. There aren't any reported cases regarding the animal hoarding provision in Illinois. That may be because prosecutors work to solve the problem through some other method or because hoarders usually don't appeal their convictions. It could also be because hoarding is a relatively new legal idea, and test cases are only now winding their way through the court system. Only one reported decision analyzes animal hoarding by phrase, and it's less than a year old and from Louisiana. The appellate court there sent the case back to the trial court because of a sentencing error. Among other penalties, the defendant had been told to pay $46,000 in restitution for animal care and not have any pets for at least 5 years. We'll have to wait to see what happens, if anything, with the two cases of possible animal hoarding in Illinois. Meantime, sadly, my mom's down to one Great Dane, and my son's pleas for a third dog for us are most unlikely to succeed. I'm Amy Guida.
Amy Guida is an assistant professor of journalism and law at the University of Illinois. Meteorologist Ed Kieser's weather forecast calls for some of the coldest weather yet this season, starting this afternoon into this evening and through tomorrow. Intervals of clouds and sun in our forecast early today in Champaign-Urbana, windy and turning cooler in the afternoon with a midday high of around 60 degrees. Winds from the south to southwest at 12 to 24 miles an hour, from the northwest at 20 to 30 miles an hour, with higher gusts this afternoon. In northern Illinois today, it'll be partly to mostly cloudy and turning cooler. In central Illinois, a mix of clouds and sun. And in northern and central Indiana, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers will develop in the afternoon. Still warm in the south, with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and highs near 50 in far northwest Illinois to 72 in the far south. For tonight, windy and colder in all sections of the two states. In northern Indiana, some rain and snow showers may develop. Elsewhere, variably cloudy skies, lows from only 26 in northwest Illinois to 36 in the far south. Champaign-Urbana's low 29. For tomorrow, windy and cold in northern and eastern Indiana, cloudy with snow and rain showers. Elsewhere, a mix of clouds and sun. Highs from only 38 in northwest Illinois to around 50 in the far south, 43 in Champaign-Urbana. Sunny on Wednesday with a high of 46, and maybe some sprinkles moving in on Thursday with a high of around 50. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, November 5th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.